Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Brought to you by Sky. Deceit, treason and rivalry returns with Season 3 of Succession. Available exclusively on Sky.
Today FM.
And just while I was away, I missed this actually. World Rugby allows men to wear tights and leggings. Change, it's about protection, basically. Change caused by safety and accessibility concerns around artificial surfaces. It was reported last Wednesday in the Irish Times. Was it last Wednesday or the Wednesday before? Anyway, yeah, I think it was last Wednesday. Anyway, we're just wondering what rugby players, former rugby players, current rugby players would think about the whole thing. And we've got Brian O'Driscoll on the line this morning about this. Leggings and Brian. Brian, good morning. How are you? Would you be in favour of this, leggings and tights and all that?
Yeah, you know, I think it's the next logical step. You know, we have to be cognizant of players' welfare.
Of course.
And some astroturf conditions, you know, can be abrasive on players' knees.
Yeah.
And, you know, can lead to nasty nicks and cuts and grazes and so on and so forth. So I would be, you know, unconditionally supportive moving forward.
Mm. Would you have worn tights yourself?
yeah, you know, I mean, you know, why not? I think, you know, we're living in a new age where, you know, gender stereotypes are no longer a source of scorn.
Yeah.
And actually, my wife, Amy, has developed a new range of men's rugby leggings.
Oh, lovely.
Called Hoobers in association with Canterbury. So Hoobers for men are a nylon cotton, mix with an inbuilt moisturizer, which allow ease of movement, but still feel gentle and soft on the skin.
Oh, lovely. Very nice. Thanks for that, Brian. And best of luck with that little enterprise. Paul O'Connell is there as well. Paul, how would you feel about the whole leggings, tights business?
I think this would be a disastrous development for international rugby. You know, I don't think we want to be going down the soccer routine with fellas wearing tights and gloves and snoods and earrings. I don't know what the next thing would be, but, you know, they talk about injuries, but, you know, they'd be on about protecting themselves against the cold. So,
but Paul,
you know,
it is a tough game,
you know. So
it is a new age, and there's player protections to think of. Like it seems.
But let
quite
me tell
logical.
You about player. Let me tell you about player protection, Ian.
Go on.
If it's February in the Aviva, and I see any player on my watch running out onto the field in front of 40,000 people in a pair of tights, I will follow him onto the pitch. And I will personally snap his legs off clean at the tibia.
Oh, okay. All right, well, that's fairly emphatic, all right. Okay, oh, Johnny Sexton's on the line as well. Johnny, great win there for Leinster, 50-15 against the Scarlets. Amazing stuff.
Yeah, it was a good win. Excellent win. So
come here, while you're there, how would you feel about wearing tights?
Listen. Are you serious? Are you actually asking me that question?
Yes, which we're talking about.
I don't need this, okay?
About it.
I don't need it. Just leave me alone, okay? Just leave me alone.
Come on, you get injured a lot. They might protect you, you know what I mean?
Protect me? Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Shut up, will you? Jesus, get lost, old man. You're an embarrassment to humanity.
Your Gift Grub.
More at 8:10.
On the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.